I'll give you an example of the misrepresentation. We voted on that 11 o'clock two Tuesdays ago, and I always call my wife at the farm before I go to bed, and she said, why did you vote for that bill that had a mileage tax in it? She heard that on TV. And I said, there's no mileage tax in this bill. So I explained to her that there wasn't any, you know, but that's just one example of the misinformation. There's people that said it had the Green New Deal in it, that it had amnesty for immigrants, that it had tax increases in it. So, you know, where that comes from is the fact that we were talking about a highway bill and a broadband bill and a lock and dam bill the same time we were talking about all these other things being in another bill. And people thought that they were going to go together. And so I ended up voting for it because for 4 years under Trump, he wanted a $2 trillion package. I think the people that are criticizing me now never criticized Trump for $2 trillion, so I don't know why they're considering what we're doing now to be so bad, particularly when over the course of my 95-county meeting so far this year, I'll bet in 80 to 85 of them, I've heard people, we need infrastructure, we need broadband, our bridges are in bad condition. In fact, Iowa's bridges are 50th out of the 50 states, 23% of our bridges are considered structurally deficient.